to the end?
他如何来给门徒这个爱到底的爱呢？
How did he love them to the end?
就是借着洗脚这件事情。
Through the events of the washing of his servant's feet.
请看第三节。
Please refer to verse 3.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God.
主耶稣他知道一切。
Jesus knows all.
所以他也知道犹大出卖他。
And so he also was aware that Judas had betrayed him.
他知道时候已经到了。
He knew that the time has arrived.
第四节。
Verse 4.
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
Rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. Jesus performed an action. He rose from supper and he laid aside his garments. And he also took a towel and girded himself. Verse
5.
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel with which he was girded.
这主耶稣给门徒爱到底的爱，用洗脚来给他们。
This was a demonstration of the love of Jesus, where he loved his disciples to the end.
这个已经是超越了当时犹太人的他们的。
This had surpassed what was the Jewish tradition at the time.
因为如果照他们的风俗是门徒来洗耶稣的主耶稣的脚。
And according to the Jewish custom, the disciples should be washing the Lord's feet.
所以这个动作是超越了犹太人的风俗。
And so this action alone transcended the Jewish custom.
主耶稣的这个动作里头要给门徒得着什么呢？
And what was Jesus wanting his disciples to receive through this action?
请看第六节。
Please refer to verse 6.
哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet?
因为主耶稣这个动作是违背了他们的风俗。
And because Jesus had done something that was against their custom.
第七节
Verse 7.
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this.
在这个时候主耶稣他并不想做什么解释。
At this time, Jesus felt no need to explain what he was doing.
就好像父母亲爱儿女常常是不用什么太多的解释的。
Just as the parents love their children, they often do not need to explain their love.
第八节
Verse 8.
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
原来这就是主耶稣要让这些门徒所领受的。
So this is what Jesus wanted his disciples to receive.
主耶稣洗门徒的脚。为了就是让门徒能够跟主耶稣有份。
Jesus washed their feet so that his disciples may have part with him.
要让他们跟主耶稣的生命有份。
So that they can have part with his life.
要让门徒跟主耶稣的国度有份。
So they can have part with his kingdom.
所以不但成为儿女，而且要跟主耶稣的一切有份。
And so not only will they become sons and daughters of the Lord, but they will have part with everything that he does.
所以这是一个恩上加恩。
And so this is a blessing upon blessing.
这当中也给我们很重要的提醒。
And throughout all this, it also gives us a good reminder.
请看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you.
这个经节给我们一个给我们很重要的提醒。
This verse gives us a good reminder.
耶稣洗了所有门徒的脚。
Jesus washed all his disciples' feet.
这个卖主耶稣的犹大也被主耶稣洗脚。
Even his betrayer, Judas Iscariot, had his feet washed by the Lord.
那我们想，这犹大跟主耶稣有份吗？
And so, do you think that Judas will have part with the Lord?
他跟主耶稣没有份。
He will not.
为什么？
Why is that?
虽然他也被接受了主耶稣的洗脚。
And even though he also received the washing of feet by the Lord Jesus.
但是他自己没有洗自己的脚。
But he himself did not wash his own feet.
所以主耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
That's why Jesus said that he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean.
所以主耶稣说，你们是干净的，但不都是干净的。
Jesus said, "You are clean, but not all of you."
因为犹大他没有洗自己的脚。
For Judas did not wash his own feet.
因为犹大他仍然奔走在错误黑暗的道路里头。
For Judas was still walking and treading upon the path of darkness.
我们请看三十节。
Let's read verse 30.
犹大受了那点饼，立刻就出去。那时候是夜间了。
Having received a piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night.
犹大走入黑暗里头。
Judas entered into the dark. Was walking in the darkness.
犹大正是要去带祭司长的兵丁来抓拿耶稣。
He was to get the soldiers capture and arrest Jesus.
这给我们每一个人都是很重要的提醒。
This is a reminder for us all.
我们要靠着主耶稣的恩惠，不要再奔走错误的道路，不要再走黑暗的道路。
We need to receive the grace of Jesus and discontinue walking on the path of darkness.
犹大没有洗自己的脚。
And Judas did not wash his own feet.
请看十三章第八节。
Please read chapter 13, verse 18. Verse 8.
十八节。
Chapter 13, verse 18.
十八节，我这话不是指着你们众人说的，我知道我所拣选的是谁，现在正应验经上的话说，同我吃饭的人动脚踢我。
I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me.
为什么我说犹大没有洗自己的脚？
Why did I say that Judas did not wash his own feet?
因为犹大用脚踢主耶稣。
Because Judas lifted his heel against Jesus.
因为他正在出卖主耶稣。
Because he was betraying the Lord.
从人的层面来看，他让主耶稣受苦、受羞辱。
From a human perspective, he was allowing Jesus to be shamed and to be mocked.
所以我们要常常洗我们自己的脚。
So we must often wash our own feet.
我们不要因为我们的行为、我们的生活，让主耶稣受苦，让主耶稣受羞辱。
Let us not shame the Lord or put him into any more pain by our lifestyles.
我们每一个人都需要跟主耶稣有份。
We need to all take part with the Lord Jesus.
那是不是这些主耶稣的门徒，他代表我们来接受了主耶稣的洗脚？
Do the disciples represent us in allowing their feet to be washed by the Lord?
不是的，就像洗礼一样，我们每一个人都要接受主耶稣的洗脚。
No, they don't. Just like baptism, each one of us have to personally receive the water baptism.
所以不是他们代表我们，是我们每一个人都要接受主耶稣的洗脚。
And so they do not have their feet washed on our behalf, but rather each one has to have his or her own feet washed.
我们请看十三章十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
你们既知道这些事情，若是去行，就有福了。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
主耶稣说这些事情你们知道，你们去行。
Jesus said that you know these things, and blessed are you if you do them.
这些事情里头包括了主耶稣为门徒的洗脚。
And these things consist of the Lord washing his disciples' feet.
主耶稣说，告诉门徒说，你们要照我这样子向你们做的去做。
And the Lord says that you must do unto each other as I have done to you.
不是一起啊的哈，照我会向你们所做的去做。
And you must do according to what I have done.
这些门徒将要代表着主耶稣 去施行这个圣礼性的洗脚。
And so these disciples should represent the Lord Jesus and wash other people's feet.
啊，这是一个单向的洗脚。
This is a foot washing that's one directional.
因为门徒并没有回过来洗主耶稣的脚。
For when Jesus washed his disciples' feet, they did not wash his feet.
啊，他们只是接受。
They only received it.
啊，以后门徒要代表着主耶稣去为人施行这一个跟主耶稣有份的洗脚。
But later on, the disciples were to go out, and just like Jesus, they were to wash other people's feet so that they may have part with the Lord.
哦，这是一个单向的洗脚。
This is a one-directional kind of action.
啊，这是一个领受恩典的洗脚。
This is a foot washing that will receive the grace of the Lord.
啊，这是一个包含着奥秘的洗脚。
This is a profound action.
啊，因为这要让我们跟主耶稣有份。
Because for it shall allow us to have part with the Lord Jesus.
我们再请看二十节。
Let's also read verse 22.
我实实在在的告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我；接待我，就是接待那差遣我的。
Verse 21. Most assuredly I say to you.
二十节。
Verse 20. Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me.
所以我们接受主耶稣所差派的人的洗脚，就是接受主耶稣的洗脚。
So if we receive whomever he sends, we also receive the Lord Himself.
所以今天我们新受洗的弟兄姐妹，啊，等一下你心中默祷，存着感谢来接受。这个圣职人员的洗脚。
And so for our newly baptized brothers and sisters, in a short while, you may just bow your head and pray in silence while the church ministers wash your feet.
让你接受这圣礼性的洗脚，跟主耶稣有份。
So that you can receive this foot washing sacrament and have part with the Lord.
我们请再看十三章的十二节。
Let's also read verse 12.
十七节说这些事情。除了这个单向的洗脚，那还有什么事情呢？
Aside from this one-directional action of foot washing, what else is there?
十二节，耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？”
Verse 12. So then, when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?"
主耶稣问他们：“你们明白吗？”
Jesus asked them, "Do you know what I have done?"
如果我们在场的话，我想我们都明白的。
If we were there present at the moment, we shall surely understand.
主耶稣说得很清楚，我洗你们的脚，让你们跟我有份。
Jesus spoke clearly that I wash you. If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
为什么主耶稣还要这样子问呢？
Then why did Jesus have to ask them if they understood?
主耶稣没有等他们回答，主耶稣又接着讲。
Jesus, not waiting for the response, continued.
十三节，你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
Verse 13, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am.
虽然主耶稣用仆人的样式来洗门徒的脚。
Even though Jesus went in in the place of a servant to wash his disciples' feet.
但是在这里，主耶稣也是强调的，我是你们的老师，是你们的主。
But he emphasizes here that he is their teacher and their Lord.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
主耶稣要让他们明白另外一件事情。就是你们也当彼此洗脚。
Jesus wanted them to understand another thing, which was that they needed to wash one another's feet.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我给你们做的榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Therefore, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
照着耶稣所留下的榜样。
We do according to the example that the Lord Jesus Christ has left for us.
不但有这个单向的洗脚，还要有彼此的洗脚。
And not only do we have the one-directional type of foot washing, but we also have to mutually wash each other's feet.
那这个彼此的洗脚，更重要的是他的精神，他在生活当中的实行。
But even more important than the physical washing of action of washing each other's feet is the spirit behind it in our daily lives.
所以这个洗脚礼也包含着那个教信性的的一个典礼。
And so this foot washing sacrament also contains teachings behind it.
那我们如何来彼此洗脚呢
？So how do we go about washing each other's feet?
主耶稣说，看我怎么做。
Jesus said, "Watch according to what I am doing."
就是第四节、第五节，主耶稣的动作。
Which is the actions that he performed in verses 4 and 5.
他离开那个座位。
He left the supper table.
这个彼此的洗脚是要离开座位的。
And if we were to wash one another's feet, we must also leave the place where we're sitting at.
那个是有实际的行动的。
And this is a very physical action.
脱掉了主耶稣，他脱掉了他的这个外袍。
And Jesus took off his outer garment.
需要这个拿掉我们的所谓的人的这个身份啊面子啦、啊，我们才有办法去洗别人的脚。
And we also must take off that outer layer of ourselves, our status, our own reputation, so that we can come down to wash another person's feet.
所以这是一个服侍。
And so this is a type of servitude.
这个是一个实际的行动。
This is a physical action.
这个是一个谦卑自己。来服侍别人。
This is an action where one humbles himself to serve another.
这是一个谦卑自己来接纳别人。
And this is where one humbles himself and receives another.
这是一个谦卑自己来爱别人。
And this is where one humbles himself to love another.
主耶稣说，如果我们这样子去做，就有福了。
And Jesus says, if we do so, we shall be blessed.
所以我们在教会的生活里头，我们要将这个彼此洗脚的教训，很真实、很实在的把它实行出来。
And so we need to carry out this act of foot washing, as it is stated in the scriptures.
如果大家都能够这样子做的话，那么这就是一个最美满的一个大家庭。
And if everyone can do so in such a way, then we shall truly become.A big family.
我们也会成为一个最蒙福的大家庭。
And one that is blessed much by God.
因为主耶稣他爱我们爱到底。
For Jesus loves us and he loves us until the end.
所以他每一项的教导教训，就是为了让我们更蒙福。
And so all of his teachings to us is to allow us to be even more blessed.
所以我们要常常洗自己的脚。
And so we must often wash one another's feet.
洗我们自己的脚。
We must often wash our own feet.
注意，我们这一双脚是在奔跑怎样的道路。
And to be mindful of what kind of path our feet are treading on.
注意我们的行为。
And to be careful of our own actions.
我们也要彼此洗脚。
And we must also wash each other's feet.
现在我们来为新受洗的弟兄姐妹来进行这个圣礼性的洗脚。
And now we're going to perform the foot washing sacrament for our newly baptized brothers and sisters.
所以请新受洗的弟兄姐妹把你们的鞋子、袜子脱掉。
I would like to ask the newly baptized to remove their shoes and socks.
姐妹这边我们请杨长老娘来洗脚。
And for the sister's side, we ask the wife of Elder Yang to perform the foot washing.
我们会众请唱诗295首。
Congregation, please sing hymn 295. Savior came to earth.
感谢神，我们的洗脚礼到这里，我们一起默祷。
Thank the Lord. This concludes our foot washing sacrament. Let's bow our heads in prayer and silence.
Amen. 我们现在请胡传道来主持圣餐礼。
We ask the preacher who to conduct.